Good morning, Daniel, and welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. It's Emma here.
Morning, Emma. Great to be here. I see you have something exciting to share with us.
I sure do. Ceratizit UK and Ireland just reported their best Mac ever.
Wow, that is so cool. Let me guess what Mac is. A trade show, right?
Exactly, and it was a huge success for them. They had over 1,500 requests for information and visits.
Wow, that's a lot of interest. What was the buzz around their stand?
A lot of visitors were drawn to their cutting tool innovations. They had 40-plus technical engineers there.
Right, and Tony Pennington, their managing director, had some interesting observations.
He said there was some uncertainty before the show, but it quickly disappeared as visitor numbers grew.
What about the challenges they mentioned, like energy prices and raw material costs?
Tony noted that many customers were dealing with these challenges, but still had strong order books.
So they're still optimistic despite the issues. What's the main takeaway from that?
The consensus is that the next few years look extremely promising for the industry.
I see, and what about their Tom 840 vending system? That must have been a big hit.
Absolutely. The Tom 840 is a tool vending system that stores up to 840 individual tools.
That sounds efficient. How does it work for customers?
They get the unit free with a minimum monthly spend of £3,000. It communicates directly with Ceratizit.
And they only pay for what they use. That's a smart model.
Exactly, and they've ordered an additional 20 units, doubling what they had on order.
That's impressive. Over 500 units already out there, that's quite a big number.
Yes, and the system is helping with logistics and security of supply.
I wonder what other areas they were showcasing at the event.
Well, they also had a raffle for a Hope HB130 mountain bike.
Oh, really? And who won it?
Dave Butchan from Monolution. He's based in Havant and specialises in high-level machining.
That's a nice touch, supporting charities through the event.
Yes, the British Heart Foundation and Cancer Research UK both benefited.
And the bike itself must be something special. What's so unique about it?
Ceratizit provided input on the machining of many components, from carbon fibre moulds to brakes.
That's a £6,000 bike, custom fitted by Hope Technology too.
Right, it will be custom fitted to Dave's dimensions once he receives it.
So to recap, the event was a huge success with record numbers and some amazing innovations on display.
Yes, and it's a great sign for the UK manufacturing sector's resilience.
I think that about covers it. Thanks for the update, Emma.
My pleasure, Daniel. Until next time, stay informed.
And remember to keep an eye on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news for your next update.